Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
It has been a while since I last preached down here.
从上次在这边传信息已经有一段时间了。
And I've been looking forward this week to being back with you.
我一直期待的着今天早晨能够再次跟弟兄姊妹们一同在一起。
When I started working here, I asked Brother Pan a question.
当我开始在这个教会服事的时候，我问了潘弟兄一个问题。
I asked him, how can I be praying for the Chinese congregation?
我到底能为中文堂做什么？
And he gave a very smart response.
他给了我一个非常有智慧的答案。
He answered,The same way Jesus would have.
他就照着主耶稣会回答的这样子回答了我。
Before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed for the church.
在耶稣基督上十字架之前，他为教会祷告。
You can be sure that many things weighed heavily on Jesus' heart.
大家可以想象，耶稣基督他身上有许多的负担。
He knew what he was going to go through, and he knew what his disciples were going to go through.
他非常清楚知道接下来他要经历什么样的事，他也非常清楚知道门徒们会经历什么样的事。
He knew the kind of spiritual attacks his disciples were going to be under.
他非常清楚门徒即将在属灵上面有一个很大的经历。
And the first time in 3 years, Jesus would not be there walking alongside them.
而经过三年多以来，这是第一次耶稣不会在他们的身边。
And so Jesus prays a prayer.
所以耶稣基督就做了一个祷告。
And what weighed most heavily on Jesus' heart was the unity of the church.
而耶稣基督当时最重的负担就是门徒能够合一。
And we're going to look at that passage at the end of the sermon.
我们当然到这今天的信息最后我们会才会来读那段的经文。
But Jesus prays that we will all be one.
但是耶稣基督祷告说我们都要是一。
And so we're going to look at the book of 1 Corinthians to find out what does it mean to be one.
所以今天我们会来读哥林多前书的一段经文，到底什么是合一。
The book of Corinthians is mainly about unity.
哥林多书信最重要的一个主题就是合一。
Paul was writing to the Corinthian church that was facing many problems.
保罗在写信给哥林多教会的时候，他们正遭遇到许多的问题。
Many sins.
许多的罪。
And the first that he addresses is unity.
而第一个他要弟兄姊妹们明白的，那就是合一。
If you have your Bibles, you can turn to the beginning of 1 Corinthians.
如果大家有手上有圣经，可以读翻到哥林多前书的一开头的地方。
In 1 Corinthians 1, after Paul finishes giving thanks to the church and thanks to God for the church,
当保罗在书信的一开头，他问安，而且把一些感谢赞美的话归给神之后
，He says this in verse 10.
在第十节，他这么说。
I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought.
弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you.
因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争。
What I mean is this, one of you says, I follow Paul, another I follow Apollos, another I follow Cephas, another I follow Christ.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
And he asks the church this, is Christ divided?
然后他就问了弟兄姊妹一个问题，基督是分开的吗？
And we look forward to chapter 3.
然后我们翻到第三章。
And in chapter 3, verse 1, he says this.
然后在第一节保罗这么说。
Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men?
你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
And again in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
接下来在哥林多前书第11章
Verse 17.
在第17节。
In the following directions, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good.
我现在吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们在聚会，你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it.
第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。
No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval.
在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
When you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat.
你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐。
For as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anyone else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk.
因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿，那个酒醉。
Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing?What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? Certainly not.
你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？你这还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。
Paul is talking about the Corinthians breaking bread meeting.
保罗在这里是提到擘饼聚会的情形。
And Paul says about their breaking bread meeting, it does more harm than good.
他提到这个教会在擘饼聚会的时候不是受益乃是遭损。
Instead of drawing the church together, it breaks the church apart.
应该是把教会带到主的面前，结果却是分门别类。
That was some of the problems in the Corinthian church.
在哥林多教会有许多的问题。
So let's look at our passage this morning, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12.
我们今天来看哥林多前书12章12节。
Of course, we do not have the kind of problems that the Corinthian church had.
第一个，我们当中可能没有哥林多教会那些问题。
But unity is still something that laid heavily on Jesus' heart.
但是合一在我们的主耶稣基督的心中仍是极重的负担。
And so it should lay heavily on our heart too.
因此也应该成为我们弟兄姊妹心中极大的负担。
In 1 Corinthians 12:12, we read it together.
刚才我们读了哥林多前书12章的第12节。
Paul uses the illustration of a body.
保罗用身体当作一个例子。
Now the Bible has used many illustrations to describe things.
圣经当中用了许许多的例子来描述一些事物。
It helps us to understand what the Bible is talking about.
帮助我明白圣经要教导的是什么？
For example, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like a farmer that goes out to sow seed.
例如说是他讲到神的国度呢，好像是一个农夫，他到外国去。
Or Jesus compared himself to a shepherd.
或者是耶稣基督他把自己举个例子，当作是一个牧羊人。
Jesus and Paul described Jesus as a vine.
耶稣还有保罗都讲到主耶稣是葡萄树。
But not many of us are farmers.
但是我们当中可能不是太多人是农夫。
When I drive in the morning, I do not see many farms.
当我在从我家里开到今天早上教会，在沿路上面，我看根本连农田都看不到。
Some of may have gardens.
我们当中可能有些人家中有花园。
And that would help us understand some of the farming illustrations.
那可能会稍微帮助我们了解一下到底耕种是怎么一回事。
But probably none of us have a pet sheep.
但是我们可能没有一个家里面有这个宠物是羊的。
and probably none of us have grapevines.
可能我们家里大概没有人家里会种葡萄树的。
So when a pastor preaches on it, you need to explain the whole illustration first.
所以当这个一个牧师如果要把这些例子要拿出来传讲的话，他要把这些例子的真实的情况要整个要解释一遍。
He needs to explain how sheep act.
他必须要解释羊它是怎么样一个生活习性的。
He needs to explain how grapes grow.
他也必要解释葡萄是怎么长成的。
But the wonderful thing about this illustration is no one needs to explain it.
但是身体这个例子没有人需要特别去解释怎么回事。
Because we all have a body.
因为我们每一个人都有一个身体。
So we all understand what Paul is talking about.
所以我们一读保罗的书信我们就知道保罗在说什么。
None of us should be reading this passage and scratching our heads, how does a body work?
没有人会读了这段经文以后然后开始挠挠脑袋不知道保罗在说什么的。
So we should all understand.
我们应该都容易明白。
What part of the body is Paul talking about?
到底身体这个保罗到底在提的这个什么意思呢？
How is the church like a body?
是教会怎么样像一个身体一样？
Look in our passage.
看我们的经文。
Verse 12 says, The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all of its parts are many, they form one body.
十二节就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多仍是一个身子。
Right, you look at your body and it has many different parts.
我们看看自己的身体我们身体上有许多的部分。
You've got hands and feet.
我们有手我们有脚。
You've got eyes and ears.
我们有眼我们有耳。
But yet, you only have one body.
但是你们还是只有一个身体。
Paul says, so it is with Christ.
保罗接着说基督也是这样。
In Christ's body, there are many parts.
在耶稣基督的身体里头有许多的肢体。
You look around this room, you see many, many parts.
你看看周遭四围我们这里有许多的肢体。
But all of us belong to one body.
不管这个肢体有多么多我们只是属于一个身体。
This is the first thing that Paul says about unity.
这是第一件保罗在提到合一的时候所提到的事情。
Unity is about diversity.
合一同时也有多样化。
Having many parts but one body.
有许多的肢体但是仍属乎一个身子。
How are we all part of the same body?
我们到底怎么样同属一个身子呢？
We're so different.
我们是如此的不同。
And just in this same building, we don't all speak the same language.
就单单这我们这个建筑物来说，我们还连说的语言都不是只有一个。
We're not all the same age.
我们年龄上也不一样。
We weren't all born in the same place.
我们出生地也都不同。
How can all these different people be part of one body?
这么多不同的背景的人，为什么聚在一起变成了只有一个身体呢？
What unifies us?
到底什么使我们合一呢？
Verse 13,
第十三节。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
Last month we had many brothers and sisters getting baptized.
上个月我们有许多弟兄姊妹受浸成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
And everyone who gets baptized, no matter what gets said, they all get baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
不管是什么样的情形，当他们受浸的时候，他们就是受浸归入圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。
Every Christian has been led by the Spirit to believe in God.
每一个圣徒都是受圣灵的引导来到神的面前相信主。
In fact, we are Christians because the Spirit has opened our eyes to the truth of the gospel.
我们如今成为基督徒是因为圣灵开了我们心中的眼睛让我们接受这个福音成为主的门徒。
So we all share that one thing in common.
所以我们共同分享了这一个合一的根据。
If you believe in Christ, we all got there the same way.
如果你相信耶稣基督我们都已经在这个身体里面。
And Paul gives an example, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free.
保罗在这里用了一个例子，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人。
He's saying, no matter how different you are, you all came to Christ the same way.
不管你是何等的不同，但是 只有一个方式可以来到主的面前。
The Spirit convicted your heart and you got baptized.
圣灵在我们心中让我们开启我们，让我们能够得蒙恩得救，然后受浸成为主的门徒。
And you became part of one body.
因此你就成了这身体当中的一个肢体。
And he also says, we were all given one spirit to drink.
而且他接着说，饮于一位圣灵。
All of us that believe in Christ have the Holy Spirit within us.
我们信主的人，我们里面都有圣灵。
We don't have different spirits.
我们里面的灵不是不一样的。
I have the Holy Spirit and you have the Holy Spirit.
我有圣灵，你也有圣灵。
And how can the Holy Spirit be in multiple places at the same time?
为什么圣灵可以同时在不同的地方出现呢？
It's because the Holy Spirit is God.
因为圣灵是神。
And God can be everywhere at the same time.
而神是无所不在的。
And that is the beauty of God.
这是神美丽的地方。
We don't have to have the Holy Spirit one time and then I have to share it with you.
我不是说我们可以，我们有圣灵，然后我必须要把这个来分享给，另外来分给你。
And if you have the Holy Spirit, then I don't have it.
如果你有的时候，我就不能有。
And we have to work on a calendar of who gets Holy Spirit today.
然后我们可以要轮流的，谁今天轮到谁能够有圣灵。
But Jesus went to heaven and he sent us all the Holy Spirit.
但是当耶稣基督升天的时候，他赐下圣灵，我们每一个人里面都有圣灵。
So all believers share the same Spirit.
所以每一个肢体同饮一位圣灵。
Even if our gifts are different.
虽然我们的恩赐不一样。
Even if our hair is different,
我们可能外表不一样。
Even if our testimonies are different,
也许我们做出来的见证不一样。
We all have that same Holy Spirit.
但我们都有同一位圣灵。
And because we have that same Holy Spirit living inside of us,
因着我们有同一位圣灵住在我们里面。
And because we have that same Jesus, our Savior,
因为我们有同一位耶稣是我们的救主。
Then we have the same Father in heaven.
我们有同一位天父在天上。
And because we have the same Father in heaven, we are brothers and we are sisters.
因为我们在天上是同一位父，因此我们就成了弟兄姊妹。
We are members of the same family.
我们是家中的家人。
We are members of the same body.
我们是在同一个身体当中的各个肢体。
We are many, but we are one.
我们虽然有许多部分，但是我们同属一。
So unity is diversity.
所以合一是有不同的部分。
But there is something that it is not.
但是合一，有些东西并不是合一里面所要讲述的。
It is not uniformity.
合一并不是整齐划一，什么东西都一样。
Verse 14, now the body is not made up of one part, but many.
14节，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body.
瘦弱脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，它不能因此就不属乎身子。
And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body.
设若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，它也不能因此就不属乎身子。
When we look around the church, we sometimes don't see people that are like us.
当我们教会里面，我们放眼看过去，我们要找到跟我们一样的人不太容易。
We see people with other gifts and talents.
我们看到其他人有跟我们不一样的恩赐。
We see brothers and sisters that are passionate about something that we don't care about at all.
有些弟兄姊妹他对什么有些事情非常热心，但是我根本就不当一回事。
And there are brothers and sisters that are strong where we are weak.
有些弟兄姊妹他比较强壮，我们比较软弱。
They don't look anything like us.
他根本跟我们完全不一样。
But that doesn't mean we're not part of the same body.
但这样并不是因此就说我们不属于同一个身子。
The illustration that Paul says is, if you look around and you don't see other parts that match you, you might say, I'm not part of that body.
如果你看到有人跟人不一样，你就说我跟他不属于不同的身子的话，
I must be part of a different body.
你可能会想说他跟我不一样，所以我可能跟他不是同一个身子，我是另外一个身子。
Because as human beings, we like to clump together.
我们身为人，人是物以类聚的。
We like to be with people who think like us.
我们喜欢跟我们思想一样的人聚在一起。
Who act like us.
这个反应跟我们一样的人聚在一起。
Who have a similar experience.
跟我们有类似的经验的人聚在一起。
When I was visiting a church in Boston that was supposed to be very multicultural.
我在到的那个波士顿有一个教会，它应该是跨文化的这样一个聚会。
And my friend told me there's people from every different race.
那个朋友告诉我说，这个聚会呢，从各地各样的种族的人都来到这当中。
There are whites and there are blacks.
有白人，有黑人。
There are Asians and there are Hispanics.
有亚洲人，有西班牙人。
There's lots of different people there.
有非常不同的人聚在一起。
So my friend told me, come visit, it's great.
所以我朋友就邀请我说，来吧，来看一看，非常好。
So I went.
所以我就走，我就去了。
And this is what I saw.
我看到的情形是
，In this corner were the Asians.
在有一个角落里面呢，就是一群亚洲人聚在一起。
In another corner were the whites.
有一个角落呢，全都是白人聚在一起。
And another corner was the blacks.
然后有个角落呢，就全部都是黑人聚在一起。
A little section in the middle were Indian.
而中间有一群好像是这个印度人聚在一起。
It was a multi-ethnic church.
这个教会外表上面是说是。跨文化的一个教会。
But everyone was stuck together with people they look like.
但是他们仍然是物以类聚。
It was like having five different congregations in the same room.
好像是这个同样一个房间里面，但是却有五个教会。
Now I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
其实我并不是说这个有什么错误的地方。
But humanly speaking, we like to be with people who look like us.
但是人的本质上面，我们就是物以类聚的。
And it's much easier to have a friend that understands you.
其实我们有一个朋友能够了解我们是比较容易的。
Not just the language that you speak, but your culture.
不单单是语言相同，而且是文化要相近的。
So we like to be together in these groups.
所以我们喜欢类似的人聚在一起。
But this is not how Christ's body is.
但是这并不是耶稣基督的身体。
Paul gives a very funny looking illustration.
保罗在这里给了一个非常有趣的一个图画。
He says in verse 17, what if the whole body was an eye?
若全身是眼，17节。
I don't know if you can imagine a whole body made up of an eye.
我不知道你们可不可以想象你整个身体全部都是眼睛。
It would look pretty gross.
你会觉得很奇怪这个样子。
Or if a whole body was made up of an ear.
或者是整个身体每个部分都是耳朵。
That'd be very weird.
这是非常非常奇怪的事情。
And Paul says, if a body was made up of just an eye, how could it hear?
而且保罗即使说如果全身都是眼那他从哪里可以听到声音呢
and if it was an ear, then how could it see?
如果只有耳朵那他们怎么看呢
So he says in verse 18, but in fact God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be.
18节，但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
If they're all one part, where would the body be?
若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？
As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
We aren't uniform.
我们是合一的。
Uniform in English, I think of the word uniform, like you wear clothes.
我们都有制服，制服就是好像是你就穿一个衣服一样。
The police have uniforms.
警察有警察制服。
And the firemen have uniforms.
救火队员有消防队的制服。
And when people are dressed all in the uniforms, they look the same.
如果人们他们都穿同样的制服的话，你看起来好像是一样的。
Because they're all wearing the same thing.
因为都穿同样一个制服。
But Paul says this is not how the church looks.
但是保罗在这里说，教会并不是整齐划一这个概念。
And it's easy to have a unity that is just uniformity.
其实你要整齐划一，这个定义上面是比较容易达到的。
It's easy to have unity when everyone just agrees.
你要所有人的同一件事情是比较容易达成的。
When everyone has the same point of view.
如果每一个人对一件事情的看法完全一样。
But Paul says that is not what the body looks like.
但是保罗在这里说身体并不是这样子的。
When I was in a big church one time and I was in charge of one of the small groups.
我在一个教会里面服事的时候呢，我负责一个小的聚会。
And that church had a very big young professionals fellowship.
这个教会呢有非常年轻专业的这个信徒聚在一起。
And so every Friday night, people that are around 20 to 30 years old, they all gathered in the church.
所以礼拜五呢，就所这个20岁到30岁之间的这些弟兄姊妹们就到教会来聚集。
And we had a time of worship, and then we broke into small groups.
所以我们就一起聚在一起，先敬拜主，然后呢，我们就分成小组。
And we studied the Bible together.
然后我们就分成小组来查考圣经。
We're all kind of from the same age.
我们年龄层都类似的。
We watched the same TV shows growing up.
我们从小长大，我们看到的电视节目都是一样的。
We're all at the same stage of life.
我们都到达了生命旅程当中同样一个阶段。
But there was one person who was not in his 20s and 30s that came to church on Friday night.
但是其中有一位呢，他不是在这个年龄层的，但是他礼拜五晚上来到我们聚会当中。
There is one man who dropped off his kids at youth group.
有一位弟兄呢，他把他的孩子放在青年团契里头。
And he didn't want to go back home while they're having fellowship and then have to come back.
他不想说就房子这个儿小孩一放他就回家去，然后再回来接他的孩子。
So he joined my small group.
所以在那段时间他就加入了我们的聚会。
And at first it feels kind of strange.
一开始的时候我们都觉得有点怪怪的。
Because you have this group of young professionals and then you have this one older man.
因为你一群人全部都是二三十岁的年轻小伙子，但是就有一个年纪比较大的弟兄在当中。
But our small group times are wonderful.
但是弟兄姊妹，那个小组的查经的情况非常的美好。
He added something we didn't have.
因为这位比较年长的弟兄常常加入了一些我们想不到的一些供应在当中。
It's like we were studying the word of God with only one dimension.
就像是我们在读神的话语的时候，只能从一个角度来看问题的时候。
And when he came in, he added another dimension.
但是当他分享的时候，他加入了一个我们想不到的一个角度。
It's like if you sit down to dinner and you see wonderful food.
就像是你坐下来，你看到非常佳肴摆在你的面前要吃的时候。
Wow, that looks wonderful.
虽然这一桌的佳肴看起来非常的美味。
That looks delicious.
看起来非常好吃。
But that's just one dimension.
但是这只是从一个角度来看问题。
Now what happens when you add your nose?
但是如果你加入了你的鼻子的功能。
Oh, that smells so wonderful.
啊，吸一口气，这个闻起来真是美味。
And you enjoy your food that much more.
那么你就能够更进一步的享受桌前的美食。
Have you ever tried eating when you have a really stuffed up nose?
你们在吃饭的时候有没有曾经有这个经历，你整个鼻子是塞住的，没有办法呼吸的时候。
You're missing some taste.
你就很多美好的味道你就失去了。
In the same way, when we are missing parts of the body, we are missing out.
所以如果身体当中某一个肢体不存在的时候，我们失去了什么？
We need the diversity of the body.
我们需要一个身体当中的多样化。
So verse 21.
第二十一节。
Not only is the unity of the body diversity,
不单单是身子有多样性。
Not only is the unity not uniformity,
不单单是合一不是指着整齐划一。
But the unity of the body is interdependence.
身体是互相依存的。
Paul says in verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you.And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
21节，眼不能对手说，我用不着你，头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem weaker are indispensable.
不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的越发给它加上体面，不俊美的越发得到俊美。
Well, our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it.
我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神 配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有欠缺缺欠的肢体。
When we are perfectly healthy, we can commonly take for granted parts of the body.
当我们身体非常健康的时候，我们好像觉得这个身体各个部分是理所当然的。
We can think some parts of our body are not really that necessary.
然后我们就想说，哎呀，是不是我身上哪一部分的器官，哪一个部分是不需要的？
How much thought have you ever given to your left thumb?
各位弟兄姊妹们，有没有曾经想想你们左手的大拇指？
I'm right-handed, so I use my right thumb a lot.
我是右手的，所以我右手的右拇指我常常使用。
But my left thumb, I don't think it's as necessary.
所以我就觉得我的左手的左拇指好像不是那么重要。
But one time when I was cooking, I cut my thumb really bad.
有一次我在做饭的时候呢，结果我就把我的那个大拇指就划伤了。
I was slicing vegetables and I sliced through the tip of my left thumb.
我在切这个切菜的时候呢，我不小心把我大拇指的前端切下一块。
Don't worry, I've gotten better, so you can eat whatever I cook.
但是我现在已经痊愈了，大家我煮饭的时候大家不用担心，是可以吃我做的东西。
But I learned how useful this thumb really was.
我受伤之后，我才发现我的右手拇指其实有很大的功能的。
Because for about a month, I couldn't really use it.
因为有一个月时间左右，我没有办法用我的左手大拇指。
And I realized that even something as easy as buttoning a button is a lot harder with only one thumb.
就算是最简单的，我要把扣子扣起来，我那个大拇指，左手大拇指没办法用的时候，是非常困难的。
Even more so in the body of Christ.
如果我们身上的小肢体是如此，何况是耶稣基督身体的各个肢体呢？
There are no parts in Christ's body that are unnecessary.
在耶稣基督的身体里面，没有一个肢体是不需要的。
There are no parts of the body and then you can just say, the body doesn't need me.
没有任何肢体可以跟这个身体说你不需要我。
And we can't say to any part of the body, we don't need you.
我们也不能对这个身体里面的任何一个肢体说我们不需要你。
Because God has put this body together exactly as he wanted.
因为神已经把我们众肢体放在一个身体里面是照着他的心意做的。
So how does it look in this body together?
那么我们怎么样来看待这个身体呢？
Verse 25
节。
So there may be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
Equal concern for one another.
彼此相顾。
Ephesians 5:21 puts it this way.Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
以弗所书第五章第二十一节这么说的，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
As a body, we need each other.
我们是同一个身体，我们要彼此顾惜。
Look at the person on your right.
看看你右边的。
You need that person.
你坐在你旁边那个弟兄姊妹，你需要他。
Look at the person on your left.
看看你左边的弟兄姊妹。
You need that person.
你需要这个肢体。
The whole body needs every single part.
身体当中的每一个肢体都彼此需要。
I've been amazed as I've had young daughters.
我刚有我是小女儿刚出生，我非常的兴奋。
And seeing how they figured how to use their bodies.
然后我就看他成长的过程当中，他怎么样使用他的身体。
I never realized how much work it was just to keep your head on straight.
我从来没有想到说，单单要把你的头要摆正是多么困难的一件事情。
You pick a little baby up, and where does his head go?
我们当我把他这个小婴孩举起来的时候，他的头要摆在什么地方，晃到什么地方去了？
It goes, whoa!
他的头在那里左晃右晃，摆不正。
You have to hold the head so it doesn't fall off.
所以你要很小心地扶着这个头，所以它不会发生什么意外。
So even just sitting right here, all of our muscles in our neck are working together.
就算是在座各位，你们坐在这里的时候，你们颈部的每一个肌肉都是正常的运作，你才在这边坐得端正。
You can't even feel it.
你自己都没有感觉到你在使用这些功能。
Unless something bad happens.
当然，如果说你有一些不舒服的地方，你就感觉得到了。
But it's amazing, all these muscles are working together to keep your head upright.
但是多么奇妙，你所有的肌肉一起合作的时候，你的头就可以摆得端正。
And you don't have to think about it.
你不需要去特别去想怎么回事。
But at some point in your life, you had to learn.
但是你在你人生的过程当中，某一个阶段的时候，你是必须要学习的。
And I see my baby daughter trying to learn.
我就看到我的那个小女儿，她就试着想要学习怎么样运用她的身体。
She starts holding her head up.
她开始好像把头要把它伸直一点。
But the muscles aren't quite working together.
但是那个肌肉还没有发展的完全。
So she holds it this way, and then it falls over the other side.
她好像头想要把摆正，但是又倒到另外一边去了。
And she's going to have to learn even more when she starts to walk.
那以后她开始要学习走路的时候，那更需要有更多的学习。
She needs to learn how the body works together.
她需要学习整个身体要怎么样很协调的运作。
And even though none of us can remember, we all had to go through that.
虽然我们在座的各位没有人记得我们当初怎么学的，但是我们知道有那个阶段。
And the Bible says that is how Christ's body is.
圣经告诉我们，这就是基督的身体应该怎么样运作的情形。
To have a working body, we all need to work together.
要让这个身体能够有工作，每一个肢体都需要动起来。
Verse
26节。
If one part suffers, each part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And we know this with our own bodies.
我们自己的身体在这个描述上面我们自己非常清楚。
When something is not feeling well, everything doesn't feel well.
当某一个部分不舒服的时候，你整个身体就觉得不对劲。
Even if it's just a little thing, a speck in your eye.
就像是一点小小的，像是一粒小沙子飞进你的眼睛里头。
The whole body suffers.
整个身体都不对劲。
We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
Unity is about being interdependent.
合一是我们彼此互相依存的。
For some of us, the application is that we need to work together better.
我们实际的运用上面就是说，我们必须要彼此要同工。
That we need to have concern for one another.
我们必须要彼此顾惜。
That we need to be concerned about the other brothers and sisters even within this church.
我们甚至于在虽然不在我们的教会聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们也要顾虑到。
Or even have concern about other brothers and sisters being persecuted around the world.
甚至于如今在世界各地正在被受逼迫的主人与弟兄姊妹，我们都要有心里面都要常常纪念着他们。
For some of us, our application may be that we need to do our part.
对于某些人来说。这个应用上面就是我们必须要尽我们本身的职分。
Right, Paul just finished saying that no part of the body is unnecessary.
因为在这里告诉我们没有任何一个肢体是不需要的。
That means if you are a Christian, you are part of the body.
也就是说如果你今天说你是基督徒，你就是身体当中的一部分。
And if you are part of the body, then there is a job to do.
如果你是身体当中的其中一个肢体，你就有你的工作要做。
If you areIn the body and not doing anything, something is wrong with the whole body.
如果这个身体里面有任何一个肢体没有尽到它的功用，这个整个身体就出了问题。
Some people who believe in Jesus just take it like a salvation cruise.
有些人把信主当作是好像是一个救恩的一个很自由自在的航程一样。
Jesus saved me, hallelujah, now I can relax.
好像说我得救了，哎呀，哈利路亚，我现在可以好好的放松了。
I can just take it easy till I get to heaven.
我可以慢慢地坐着花轿上天堂。
But you are not part of a cruise ship.
但是你并不是在一个长程旅程当中的一部分而已。
You're part of a body.
你是身体当中的一个肢体。
And we need you.
我们需要你。
Studies say that usually there's about 20% of the people in a church doing 80% of the work.
有一个统计数字，一般来说，一个教会里面只有20%的人要服侍所有的弟兄姊妹们。
The body of Christ needs all of its members.
但是耶稣基督的身体需要百分之百的人来尽到他的功用。
Because every part is necessary.
因为每一个肢体都是重要的。
And that is how we get the unity in the church.
这就是我们看到的教会的合一。
I want to turn to the book of John.
我们一起来翻到约翰福音。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章。
Starting in verse 20 is where Jesus prays for the church.
从二十节开始是耶稣基督在为教会祷告的一段经文。
We've seen how Paul kind of talks about unity.
我们刚才看到保罗怎么样谈合一。
And how it's like a body.
像身体一样的。
And we understand because we have a body.
我们很容易明白因为我们每个人都有身体。
But what is the picture that Jesus has in mind for the church?
那么耶稣基督他心中想的教会是怎么一回事呢?
For his body.
他的身体。
John 17 verse 20.
约翰福音十七章二十节。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, and they may be one as we are one.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
I and them, and you and me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Do you get the sense of Jesus' concern for his church?
大家有感受到耶稣基督心中对教会那个迫切吗？
Church, this is what Jesus, your Savior, is praying for in the garden.
这是耶稣基督在为他的教会祷告的时候在做出来的祷词。
Above all the other thoughts of what Jesus is going to go through on the cross, he prays for the unity of the church.
虽然他非常清楚他即将经历到的极大困难 的路程摆在前面，但是他最大的负担就是为着教会的合一来祷告。
And there are three things that I want to draw our attention to.
有三点我要提出来。
First is the glory of God.
第一个是神的荣耀。
And we said, the first song we sang was, To God be the glory.
第一首诗歌我们唱的是把荣耀归于真神。
And it is fitting that we start with that hymn because everything gives glory to God.
我们用这个诗歌来开始，因为所有的事情都把荣耀要归给我们的神。
We are all about the glory of God.
我们就是目的就是为了神得到荣耀。
And so verse 22, he says, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
所以22节他这边讲到说你所赐给我的荣耀我已赐给他们使他们合而为一像我们合而为一。
That is to say the glory of Christ unifies us.
也就是说耶稣基督的荣耀使我们合而为一。
And that's what we talked about in 1 Corinthians.
也就是刚才我们提到的哥林多前书的一段经文。
We were all saved in one body.
我们都蒙恩得救进入了一个身体。
By the same calling of the Spirit, by the same washing of Jesus' blood.
是同一个圣灵呼召我们，是同被一位主的宝血所洗净的。
We all have that same Holy Spirit inside of us.
我们都有同一位圣灵在我们的心里面。
And do you know what the Holy Spirit loves to do?
你知道圣灵想要做什么吗？
I love the Holy Spirit because he never likes to draw attention to himself.
我非常爱慕圣灵，因为圣灵从来不想吸引别人对他有注意力。
But previously in John chapter 17, and we don't have to look there, but he says the Holy Spirit loves to glorify Christ.
我们不需要去看，但是就在实际上之前，圣灵是怎么样回事呢？圣灵他希望荣耀基督。
Jesus is going to send the Spirit, and the Spirit is going to bring glory to Christ.
耶稣基督差圣灵到这个世间来，而圣灵要高举基督，荣耀基督。
So the spirit inside of us is all pointing to Christ.
所以我们在里面的圣灵永远是带我们朝向基督。
We are unified because we have the same purpose.
我们合而为一是因为我们同有一个目的。
All the spirit inside of us is pointing, is drawing us to Jesus Christ.
我们里面所有的那个同一个圣灵就把我们带着一同到耶稣基督的面前。
And so as we are walking in unity, we are all walking and aiming to glorify Christ.
所以当我们合而为一的时候，我们就是为了要高举基督。
Church, this is our purpose.
教会，这个就是教会的目的。
That gives us unity.
这个带下了合而为一。
It's not one person going this way and one person going that way.
不是一个人往那个方向跑，另外一个人朝另外一个方向跑。
We are all going in the same direction.
我们所有人都朝一个方向跑。
And that direction is giving glory to Christ.
那个方向就是把荣耀归给基督。
So the first thing is the glory of God.
这第一件事情是。
The second thing is that unity lets us know about God.
第二点我要说的是。合一让我们能够更认识神。
I don't want you to miss this because this is very important.
我必须要把这个讲清楚，因为这个太重要了。
Jesus prays that we would be one as he and the Father are one.
我们能够合一，就如同耶稣基督跟他的父合一一样。
Now we have this theological term, the Trinity.
虽然神学有一个词叫做三位一体这个词。
And I don't know if you've ever tried to explain to someone what the Trinity looks like.
我不知道在座的弟兄姊妹有没有试着想要跟任何一个人描述什么是叫做三位一体。
Because some people who have never really, understood Christianity, they don't know what this Trinity means.
因为如果有一个人他很少接触到基督教或是从来没有接触到的话，他很难明白什么叫做三位一体。
And when we tell them it's three different persons, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son, all in one,
当我们说是有三位位格，圣父是一位，圣子是一位，圣灵是一位，但是这整个这三位还是一位。
To some people, that sounds crazy.
对某些人来说，一听到这样的说法，觉得太荒谬了。
And so when some people try to teach about the Trinity, they use different illustrations.
所以很多人在试着要解释三位一体的真神的时候，他用了很多的例子。
Well, Trinity is like an egg. There's three parts to it, but there's only one egg.
好像是这个好像是鸡蛋，里面有三个部分，但是只有一个蛋。
Or it's like water. There's three different phases, but there's still just one H2O.
或是用水来表示，它有液态，有固态，有这个气态，但是还是水。
But there's a better illustration.
但是有一个比较好一点的例子。
Jesus prays that we will be one as He is one.
因为耶稣今天的祷告是说我们会合一如同他跟父是一一样。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢?
That means if we want to explain to someone what the Trinity looks like, we say, look at the church.
所以我们要怎么解释三位一体这个真理呢?请你看教会。
And if we are perfectly unified, people should look at us and they should say, aha, I get it.
如果他看到教会是合一的见证出来的时候,他就会说,啊,我明白什么是三位一体。
There's so many different parts.
有这么多不同的肢体。
And some parts look nothing like any other parts.
每个肢体好像是跟别人肢体都是不一样的。
But they're so unified. It's like they're working like one.
但是如此的合一好像就是一一样。
That's what the Trinity looks like.
那是三位一体真神的表达。
That we would be one as The Son and the Father are one.
他们合而为一，就如同子和父合而为一一样。
Now I have never told anyone that want to know what the Trinity looks like to look at the church.
我当然没有跟任何人讲过，说是三位一体，你要从教会的合一来看三位一体。
Because I'm afraid of what they're gonna learn about the Trinity.
因为我很害怕他们借着这样子去体会什么是三位一体这个教义。
I don't want them to think that the Trinity is like, sibling rivalries.
因为我不希望他们觉得三位一体是弟兄姊妹们这边争吵。
I don't want them to think that God the Father has fights with God the Son.
我不希望觉得这三位里面的任何一位彼此不合。
Or that God the Holy Spirit feels inferior.
或是这个圣灵总是觉得被欺负。
And feels left out.
好像每次都不把圣灵当作一回事。
But church, that's our shame.
但是教会，这是我们的羞耻。
Because we should be unified just as God is one.
因为我们实在应该活出合一的见证，因为子和父合而为一。
The perfect way that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit work together, that's how we're supposed to work together.
圣父、圣子、圣灵合而为一，这是教会各个肢体彼此同属一个身体应该做出的合一的见证。
And if we don't look like that, that's not God's fault.
如果我们没有办法做到这个合一的见证，这不是神的问题。
That's us having a unity problem.
那是我们对于合一出了问题。
Oh, brothers and sisters, let that be our prayer.
弟兄姊妹啊，愿意这个成为我们的祷告。
That we would be one just as God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one.
我们合而为一，就像是圣父、圣子、圣灵合而为一一样。
The next thing that unity tells us is it tells the world about God.
最后一点，这段圣经里面讲到跟这个世界的关系。
And Jesus prays in verse 23 that they would be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved me, loved them even as you have loved me.
23节后半段，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。Our
unity is supposed to affect the outside world.
教会的合一必须要对这个世界要带来冲击。What
happens in the church does not to stay in the church.
教会里面发生的事不是只是 维护保持，只是维持在这四面墙之内就没事了。The
unity of Christ's body is not just for Christ's body.
耶稣基督的身体，教会的合一，不是光光为了教会本身而已。But
it's that the world may know.
是为了要让世人知道。Why
does our being unified as one show the world that Christ is from the Father?
为什么教会里面合而为一的时候，可以让世人知道耶稣基督是父神差来的呢？
It gives validity to what Jesus says.
因为这个是在对耶稣基督所做的见证上面，我们自己教会本身做出了见证。
It is difficult in this world to have unity.
这个世界是没有合一的这种可能性非常低的。
And outside of the church, it is impossible.
在教会之外，简直是不可能的。It's
possible only in small groups that are completely uniform.
好像只能在一小部分的人整齐划一，倒是还是比较容易做到的。Where
no one disagrees.
当这一群人每个人都必须要同意。But
how do you take lots of different parts and put them together?
但是你怎么样把这么不同的各个肢体，然后把它们摆在一起呢？
Even people that are supposed to hate one another.
因为就算是弟兄姊妹们，也可能有些人讨厌对方。
How can a Jewish person and an Arab Middle Eastern get together?
怎么样一个犹太人跟中东的人能够聚在一起呢？
How can there be peace there?
怎么可能他们之间会有和平呢？
Or how about in Asia?
或者我们看看亚洲的情形。
There's great tension between, say, Japanese believers and Chinese believers.
我们看看，如果是在这个中国人的信徒里面，跟日本人的信徒里面，其实存在了很大的张力。Just
from world history.
从世界的历史来看。And
this is the case all over the world.
我们就单单举这些例子，这是普遍存在整个世界的。
There are many different groups and ethnicities that hate each other.
世界上有许多的种族是彼此仇恨的。
But yet there are believers in every single one.
但是每一个种族里面都有主内的弟兄姊妹。
And in Christ they are all one.
在基督里面我们是合而为一的。
How can a Jewish believer worship in the same place as an Arab believer?
怎么样让一个犹太人的信徒跟一个阿拉伯人的信徒在同一个屋檐底下一同敬拜主呢？
It's not because they decide to just love each other.
不是说他们突然决定说我们要彼此相爱。
It's not that they decide that all the wrongs that were done in the past are no big deal.
不是说他突然决定说过去所有的仇恨一笔勾销。
Just water under the bridge.
就是反正就是丢到水里面让它冲走就算了。
Let's just hug each other and all be gone.
我们就彼此拥抱一下，我们就旧事已过。
This kind of unity only works with Christ.
这个合一只有在基督里才有可能达成的。
Because when Christ saves us, He brings us all the same way.
因为当基督救我们的时候，他用同一个一把我们带在一起。
Not from what we bring to Christ, but what Christ does.
并不是我们为这个救恩做了什么贡献，而是耶稣基督做成了这个救恩。
And with other religions, you can be slightly better.
在其他的宗教里面，你可以从另外一个角度来看这个事情。
Your life can be cleaned up a little bit.
你好像你的生命好像要自己要变得比较圣洁了以后。
People might like you more.
其他人可能会多爱你一些。
But that is not what happens with Christ.
但是基督耶稣的救恩并不是如此。
With Christ, we are new creation.
在耶稣基督里，我们是新的创造。
The old is gone.
旧事已过。
The new has come.
都变成新的了。
And we are remade into one body.
而且我们被创造一起成为一个身体。
And so when the church of God shows that it can be one,
所以当神的教会向这个世人证明说我们是合而为一的时候，
different people coming together in love,
我们是不一样的人聚在一起彼此相爱的时候，
for one purpose,
只有一个目的。
Even though physically speaking, we should hate each other.
虽然在很多的背景上面，身体上面来说，我们可能要彼此有仇恨的。
That shows that there is a power greater than anything else in this world.
但是我们见证出来说，有一个力量是超过世上任何的一个力量。
It shows that God has the power to change hearts.
这是见证说是神有一个力量是改变人心的力量。
That God has the power to change minds.
神有力量是改变我们的心意的力量。
That Christ is from God.
基督是从神来的。
This is what the unity of the church says to the outside world.
这个是教会的合一对这个世界所做的见证。
That Christ is who He said He was.
基督就是那位他所宣称的那一位。
That He has power He said He had.
他所宣称的他有那个能力的那一位。
That he did what he said he came to do.
他做了他当初宣告说他所要做的事他完成了。
That he is the one and only savior of the world.
他是唯一是这个世界唯一的救主。
So church, let us be one.
所以教会要合一。
A working healthy body together.
是一个健康的，是一个彼此顾惜的，各个肢体合成的。
And let us show forth the glory of God.
让我们向这个世人见证神的荣耀在我们当中。
To show the world the power of change, new life.
让我们向这个世界见证神的能力可以改变我们的生命。
To show our neighbors and our friends and those who do not believe that Christ's power in me is real.
让我们跟这个邻舍跟还没信主的朋友证明说是耶稣基督在我的生命当中有能力
and is the power to save
这个能力就是拯救我们
Let us pray
让我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father we thank you for saving
天父我们感谢你拯救我们
Lord, we are gathered here together because of Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们今天能够一同被你聚在你面前，是因为主耶稣基督。
We are not here for any other reason.
我们坐在这里，不为任何其他的原因。
We are not part of this body because of how wonderful we are.
我们成为是身体的肢体的一部分，并不是因为我们自己多行。
We are all brought together because of how wonderful you are.
我们被聚在一起是因为你是那么的伟大。
And it is by your grace and your mercies that you sent Jesus to save.
因着你的恩典，因着你的怜悯，你差耶稣基督来拯救我们。
Lord, we pray that you would forgive your church when it is, not unified.
主啊，求你赦免你的教会，当我们不合一的时候。
Lord, forgive us for any divisions.
主啊，赦免我们，当我们分门别类的时候。
Forgive us when we have negative thoughts about other parts of the body.
主啊，赦免我们，当我们对其他的肢体有负面的思想想法的时候。
Or even when we hold ourselves above other parts of the body.
或者是当我们高举自己高过其他肢体的时候。
Forgive us when we withhold the talents and the skills that you've given us.
主啊，赦免我们，我们把你所赐给我们的恩赐自己保留，不服侍在教会当中。
And just assume that the body is working perfectly fine without us.
主啊，帮助我们在身体的见证当中能够彼此合一。
Lord, by the Holy Spirit that is working inside of us, bind us together as one.
主啊，因着我们心中的圣灵，把我们聚在一起，合而为一。
Just as Jesus, you are one with the Father.
就如同耶稣基督，你与父合而为一一样。
That level of closeness.
是那么的亲密。
That level of concern,
是那么多的彼此顾惜。
That level of submission,
是那样子的彼此顺服。
That level of unity,
是那样的合而为一。
Lord, let us be able to point to the church and say, "This is what our God looks like."
主啊，让我们能够有这个资格说，看哪，教会，这个就是神的见证。
The world we know that Jesus is Lord.
让这个世界可以因而认识到耶稣基督是主。
May it be so in our midst.
主啊，愿意这个见证就在我们当中能够彰显出来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.